Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Jeepers Creepers. People of a certain age will remember Marty Feldman as one of the leading comedians of the 1960s and 70s, both as a performer and as a writer, along with Barry Took of, among other things, the classic radio series Round the Horn. As a performer, he was in At Last the 1948 Show and The Frost Report, along with people like John Cleese and Tim Brooke Taylor, and was eventually given his own series, simply called Marty, on primetime TV. This play, written by Feldman's biographer Robert Ross and directed by former Python Terry Jones, picks up the story with all that behind him, however, and finds Marty now in Hollywood and working on the Mel Brooks film Young Frankenstein. It's a two-hander with David Boyle as Feldman, who at least manages to capture Marty's unique look, and Rebecca Vaughan as his wife Loretta, who was clearly the power behind the Feldman throne. It's basically an ongoing conversation between the two of them, as Loretta tries to encourage Marty as doubts about his talent constantly rear their head, and he struggles to fit into the Tinseltown setup, a situation not made any easier by him constantly seeking solace at the bottom of a bottle. References to his serial infidelity adds a certain friction between husband and wife, but the ever-faithful Loretta stands by her man. And that's about it. To be honest, the constant bickering between them soon becomes a bit wearing, and Ross's script begins to meander and become repetitive, while Jones's direction is static even given the confines of the tiny and desperately uncomfortable lounge space beneath the Leicester Square Theatre. Having people constantly smoking one cigarette after another is about as far as we get in terms of any sort of animated theatrical business, especially for Rebecca Vaughan. I'm not sure that this is a play that will appeal to anyone who isn't already familiar with Marty Feldman, and even if it does, it won't give them any sort of insight into the man. Some of the references are downright obscure for those who don't know. Even for fans of Feldman, like myself, who knew what was going on and got the references, this didn't tell me anything I didn't already know. Both the performers work hard, but they can't disguise what is a weak script and pedestrian direction. Jeepers Creepers continues at the Leicester Square Theatre until the 20th of February. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.